you've seen that vigilante man. Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land. Down in the engine house, sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man, come along, chase the sound in the rain. Was that a vigilante man?
Look at that. That was like virtually flawless. This is Bug Out Square. It's Tuesday at 6 o'clock. I'm looking around. I see the timepiece there. And thanks for doing what you got to do. Welcome.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man?
Hey!
Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
This week on Bug Out Square, oh, I don't know. I've got all kinds of records. Pete here from Happy Horseshit was asking me, what do you got going today, Sean? And I was like, oh, it's probably something brilliant and mind-blowing. But yeah, I'm hoping for a flash of brilliance and perhaps a spark of mind-blowingness. So stay tuned for that, won't you?
Rainy night down in the engine house, sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man, come along and it chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? stormy days we'd pass the time away. Sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man. And he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? A vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand?
Would he shoot his
brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
hoping you may be somewhere on walking after midnight searching for me. I stopped to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, nightwind whisper to me, I'm lonesome.
You know. at the wide, wide world of Wiggle.
Dr. Pumpkin Center. Playing the hard hand, make the song. Come on,
Yeah, it's Streakback. This is Bughouse Square, and it's also Radio Valencia. That's right. We're near the corner of 22nd and Mission, where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. Is that not true? It's always flat here. It's the Mission, where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. So we can count on it, you know. Unless you're... I didn't know. But yeah, it's a radio station. It's a place where, you know, the do a show, man. Do it. You can come in, and if you go through the website, it'll tell you how to do that. Or you can come down.
Yeah.
We're next to the makeout room.
I'll be here next week.
Pete's going to be here. He's taking names right now. And that was before that was the Parliament from the Motor Booty Affair. Before that, Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street, kind of doing a saxophone thing. A Girl in Trouble is a Temporary Thing. Thanks, Scott, for that. That was Romeo Void, the maxi single. Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight, man. That's scary. That's like psycho shit. Yeah, she's walking. She's looking for you, man. She's going to find you after midnight. And then, you know, she will exact her pound of flesh. Then we started with the Soca hits from 1987, and we did Juve music. All right, I got this record. I haven't really vetted it, but that was all right. I mean, it was peppy. Not what I expected. Let's do this. Let's get back to the music, right, shall we?
We'll be right back.
Yeah, there we go. That's Black Sabbath and Sweet Leaf. What do you think of that, Yuri G? Are you with me?
Yeah, man, it just takes me back to the days of Weekly Weed News.
Weekly Weed News. You know, what a... We look back on it like, those days of, like, when that was actually a thing.
It's funny, like, it's just not... What a silly thing to do now. Like, you know, David Downs, who used to hang with us back in the old spot back in the day, he's like the actual, like, the Chronicles weed writer now. You know what I'm saying?
Really? Excellent. Yeah, I mean... the cat bong is still, that's the one that sold me, man.
Cat bong will live in infamy.
Yeah.
Forever. Yes, indeed. Just got to mellow that cat out somehow. It was a stressed out cat. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you know, now there's gummies and, you know, but back then it was a simpler time and you had to improvise.
Absolutely. You can't get those dog treats. I mellow my dog out with CBD treats often.
I know. I've seen that thing, like, nodding.
Dude, the black line on. It's all good.
So what's up, man? How's your week?
It's been okay. I came back from camping down by Santa Barbara.
All right.
Coastal desert, I guess, a little bit. The El Capitan.
Coastal desert. How's the heat? You get good heat?
It was hot, but not too hot. It was like 85, but winds.
Nice.
Kind of Santa Ana conditions, as they call them down there. Like,
sure.
Hot winds, clear skies, scrub right up to the ocean. You know, we've got some oil derricks out in the distance.
Dig.
It's very Southern California.
Excellent. I've never camped down that way. I don't think. Not on the coast, anyway.
Yeah,
right on.
Cool.
So did that... affect what you're bringing to the table today? It didn't,
because today it's about this week, because this week is the week I finally get my car back.
Really? The slug?
The banana slug, which has been in the shop for a month.
Uh-huh.
Because I was driving it, and maybe I explained it to you before.
Like the wheel fell off or something like that?
No. It was just I was shifting from second to third gear. I get a little, it was like a little hitch. There was like a little friction, like a little bit of teeth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sure.
And I was like, yeah, you know, it's no big deal. And then I started feeling like going from first to second. I was like, oh, this is going to be a thing.
Right.
But it was kind of too early for it to be a thing, you know. But you know, how it is.
Maybe I can put some sawdust in the transmission or something.
Right. Absolutely. I get the grease gun out. I was like, if I can catch this early, I can prevent a problem. But so I start calling around. I was like, anyone in Santa Cruz area work on transmissions? And no one does. Like, no one will open a transmission up. Like, no, we don't do that.
It's a dying thing, man. It's a dying thing.
It's crazy. This goes back to a conversation we had a couple of weeks ago, which I've actually had with multiple people now. I said, Sean brought to me some real insight about the inability to repair your car, right, and keep your car on the road beyond, you know, the 7 to 8, 9 years that the people in the band I usually kind of live in.
Right.
If you're trying to keep a 20, 25-year-old car on the road, you can't work on the engine, then you can't keep it on the road, right? So that was exactly the dilemma I was facing.
Yeah.
And so I took it. I have a guy who works on electrical, and I just brought it over to him, and I was like, you interested in trying to figure this out? And he's like, yeah, sure. Like, I'll keep it here for as long as it takes and work on it between stuff, you know?
Okay.
And so he's called me and he says, I think it's this, and I think it's that. And I was like, okay. Because I thought, you know, like, clutch has never been replaced. So, like, maybe we'll just replace the clutch when you're in there. Maybe, you know, we can discover something. I said, no, it's not the clutch. The clutch is fine.
Okay.
And then finally he called me on Thursday and he's like, I found it. The primary clutch cylinder, called the master cylinder, is the mount that sits in. Was cracked.
Okay.
And someone at some point tried to repair it by, like, shoving a bunch